camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
Continuing to work under the green flag, Todd Gilliland, the race leader through green flag pit stop cycles, with 62 laps to go in stage number 2 of the Shriners Children's 500. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, I like to work on my own vehicle, but I need some parts. Can you help me out?
For do-it-yourselfers, we can get any part for any Ford, Mercury, or Lincoln vehicle. We can take care of you. If we don't have it in stock, we can get it in one day for you. So if you need parts to fix your Ford, your Lincoln, your Mercury, come and see us. Tom Heffernan, the parts distributor in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota. We'll take care of you from start to finish. Come and see me, 48 years in a corner, where cars and trucks lay eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We welcome you back to a sun-drenched Phoenix Raceway in the Shriners Children's 500. We work our way through the mid-stages of the second stage. Todd Gilliland continues to be the race leader, although he's on much older Goodyear Racing Eagles right now than the rest of the field. Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick now up to second and third. Before we continue on in the broadcast, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi.
Motor Racing Network live at Phoenix Raceway as the NASCAR Cup Series races the Shriners Children's 500. I'm Alex Hayden. Jeff Striegel is alongside, as well as championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon. Out in the turns, we've got Dan Hubbard and Kyle Rickey. Up and down the pit lane, Steve Post and Kim Kuhn.
Right now we are working lap number 127. We have 58 remaining in the stage and a long way to go before we see the green and white checkered flag. Lap leaders, Ty Gibbs led early, led 57 laps. Then it was Denny Hamlin that took over and dominated. He led 58 laps. Hamlin right now is running second because we are still in the middle of green flag pit stops, and we have five drivers that have yet to come to pit road. They include Todd Gilliland, who is actually being shown right now as the race leader. But again, he has to come to pit road. So Gibbs has led 57, Hamlin 55, Todd Gilliland out front right now, and he has led the last 10 laps. Gilliland, Hamlin, Reddick, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., he's fourth, but he has to pit. Carson Hocevar, fifth. He's in the same boat. Then you get back to William Byron, who is sixth. All of these drivers have come to pit road already. Byron, Bell, Elliott, Truex, and Ryan Blaney, that is your top 10. That's going to shuffle a little bit, Alex, when those four other drivers do decide to come to pit road for fuel.
And that should be in the next handful of laps as we welcome Chairman of the Board of Directors, Shriners Children's, Ed Stolz, back with us now. And, you know, Shriners Children's and the partnership with NASCAR and Phoenix Raceway is a fantastic partnership, isn't it?
It is. We've been involved with them for a little over 6 years. We sponsored some drivers, David Reagan, Jesse Little, Ty Gibbs, and we felt that it was really important for us to get a little more involved and come to sponsor this race.
So a lot of folks obviously know about Shriners Children's, but tell us more about the healthcare system and the amazing care your organization provides.
We have 27 facilities around the United States, as well as 120 touch points throughout the world. Shriners in 67 different countries. Last year, we took care of kids from 164 countries from around the world, bringing them here to help take care of them. And it's no matter whether their parents can pay or not.
A global effort right now from Shriners Children's. So how is your organization able to do all of that?
It's through the help of volunteers and donors that help us put it all together.
Now, Shriners is a wonderful organization. It's a fraternity, 150 years or so strong. So tell us what Shriners International is and what it means to be a Shriner.
Well, Shriners is 151 years old this year. We have 182,000 members around, like I said, 67 different countries. They help us do everything. They raise funds. They drive kids to hospitals. They take care of everything. They get the word out. They help us with patient acquisition and just get the word out.
And it's important to have that collaboration between Shriners International and Shriners Children. It's truly remarkable, that partnership. Tell us more about that and how that partnership started and the role that Shriners International plays in supporting the mission.
For 50 years, we didn't have a charity. Shriners International, or the Ancient Arabic Order, Nobles of the Mystic Shrine at that time, were known. And for 50 years, we had fun and fellowship and camaraderie and so forth. And in 1922, we felt we needed to take care of a charity. So in 1922, we opened our first hospital in Shreveport, Louisiana.
You guys have done remarkable things, and we can't thank you enough. And you and all the Shriners out there, thanks for what you do for the children, but more importantly for us right now, right today, thanks for being a part of NASCAR.
Thank you for helping us get the word out.
Absolutely. That is Ed Stolz, Director, Board of Directors, I should say, Chairman of the Board of Directors, Shriners Children's.
Well, to take the word you just used, we've had some remarkable things going on the racetrack as well. Three drivers are praying for a caution flag as they run the fuel cell dry. They be Todd Gilliland, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and Carson Hocevar. They're the only three drivers yet to pit, and now Hocevar will do that. In the meantime, Tyler Reddick ran down and passed Denny Hamlin. At the moment, it was for second. It quickly evolved into a battle for the lead, and Tyler Reddick is out front here. On lap 36, he leads over Denny Hamlin, Todd Gilliland, who is yet to come to pit road, William Byron, and Christopher Bell.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Feel like you're in the driver's seat and never miss a second of the race action with Racing Electronics. Racing Electronics scanners allow you to listen in on uncensored audio from your favorite drivers, spotters, and crews the entire race. Hear team strategy with critical passes, dangerously close calls, and all the pit stop drama. To learn more, visit them at racingelectronics.com. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
25 cars on the lead lap. We are working lap number 139. We'll have 45 to go in stage number two next time by. At the front of the field, it is Tyler Reddick from Phoenix Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
142 down, 170 remain in the event. 43 in the stage. That would be stage two. Tyler Reddick leading over Denny Hamlin, Todd Gilliland, Christopher Bell, and William Byron. That is your top five. Then is Truex, Elliott, Blaney, Brad Keselowski, and Noah Gregson. One driver in there that I guess the strategy at this point, run the fuel cell dry.
Well, yeah, I think it's a smart move. It's a right call for some of these teams out there, like a Todd Gilliland, who's running third, led a lot of laps in the Daytona 500 before getting swept up late in the event. He's had his share of laps here at the front of this one as well.
Yeah, and if you look at it, and if you felt like if this thing goes green for 120 laps with the pace that Denny Hamlin and Tyler Reddick have set up, if you're going to go a lap down anyway, your opportunity here is let's take this long. Let's see if a caution comes somewhere. We can go almost 100 laps on fuel. They started pitting at 55. That left us a 40-lap window that if a caution falls, it falls in our favor. So I think a great call by Ryan Burgundy in the 38 team, and one that we'll see where it plays out. Even if it doesn't, there'll be a lap down, but they'll be have had an opportunity.
Yeah, it appeared as though Carson Hocevar was going to attempt that same strategy, but then they came off the racetrack, pitted, and when they did on lap 136, that put them one lap down. So again, we have 25 cars on the lead lap. One name missing, Steve Post, in that top 10 when I gave it a moment ago is Ty Gibbs, and you can explain why.
Yeah, Ty Gibbs came down to do that green flag pit stop, and green flag pit stops are so critical. They had a problem on the right rear, and it took them a little bit longer on the right rear, and it doesn't take much to slow things down and get you off and lose a number of positions. Right now, Ty Gibbs has dropped back to the 13th spot, and to make matters worse, well, they haven't really got the handling on the car much better either. So Ty Gibbs right now hanging on, trying to get to the end of this stage where they can work on the car and maybe have a little bit better fortune here on pit road.
And that pit stop happened right in front of us here up in the booth, and got to see it. The jack man dropped the jack as he would, had to come back, repost the jack the car back up so they get that right rear tight. Definitely added a couple seconds to the stop.
With Todd Gilliland on the much older tires, he gave up a spot to Christopher Bell. That was third. Now he's under attack for the number four spot in turn one.
Side by side with Todd Gilliland on the outside, and he feels that pressure to his left elbow from William Byron. Gilliland just steps aside. Again, he's on much older tires. Gives the spot to William Byron.
That's the battle for the fourth spot off of turn two and up the back straightaway. William Byron easily able to get around Todd Gilliland, who falls back in the line now in fifth.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about Todd Gilliland and bring in Kim Kuhn, who is monitoring that radio. How long can they stay out there, Kim? Right now he is running fifth, and he last pitted on lap 65.
Yeah, he can still go a little bit of ways. The crew in no rush. They're nowhere near pit wall. And yes, this is a strategy play to a certain extent, but it has there's a twofold part. The other piece of that is giving young drivers Gilliland the opportunity to be out front to race with some of the best in the field. So again, a twofold part. Yes, strategy. They would love a caution right now, but also just him logging laps up towards the front of the field.
It's an opportunity to continue to earn respect from veteran drivers as well, knowing that he's on much older tires. How does he handle himself? He's going to try to maintain every position, but he is at a deficit with the older Goodyear tires than the rest of the leaders. But he's done a wonderful job. He's raced Christopher Bell hard. He raced William Byron hard, but he raced them very clean. And right now he's found a spot on the racetrack. He's got no attack from behind. The next car behind him is the first car one lap down. And, Jeff, that's Josh Berry.
So he has led 16 laps, Todd Gilliland has, at Daytona 58. He followed up a week later at Atlanta, and right now he is being credited with leading 14 laps here this afternoon. Don't know if the strategy will work in his favor or not, but Todd Gilliland having another very good afternoon, as is Tyler Reddick in 23-11. That team has posted some pretty solid finishes so far this season.
Yeah, they have. Tyler Reddick was in position to try to get the win at Las Vegas a week ago, came up one position short. So Tyler Reddick's been in the hunt and been in the mix, if you will, and here he is yet again out front in the mid stages of another race and keeping Denny Hamlin at bay. He's opened up a 1 second lead now on his car owner and competitor Denny Hamlin on the racetrack. Christopher Bell, another Toyota, is running third. So the Toyotas, they got a little something here at Phoenix here in 2024.
23-11, the only organization to post a top five finish in all three events so far this season. And right now, they are out front here at the Phoenix Raceway. Christopher Bell continues to climb the leaderboard. William Byron right there as well. Dan Hubbard is outside of turn number two. We are now working lap 154. What do you see from your spot?
Boy, I tell you, once Christopher Bell got around William Byron for that third spot, he's like a horse out of the chute. And he is in that third position. He is all by himself. He's got quite a ways to go before he catches second place man Denny Hamlin. But he is attacking turns one and two. I'm not sure what the strategy is there, but he is definitely hustling his car, Christopher Bell is.
We are now down to 24 cars on the lead lap because Ricky Stenhouse Jr. just made his way to pit road. He's one of those drivers that stayed on the racetrack on the older Goodyear tires, and that race car in need of Sunoco fuel as well. So Stenhouse came to pit lane. He did lose a lap under the green flag cycle. He's being scored in 31st, and right now John Hunter Nemechek is the last car being scored on the lead lap in 20.
Well, you mentioned the Goodyear Racing Eagles, the Goodyear blimp directly above Kyle Rickey in turn number three. And Kyle, it is interesting to watch the lines spread out on those brand new Goodyear Racing Eagles that are right down in the bottom of the racetrack. But as they log laps up the racetrack, they go.
A lot of slip sliding around over here in turns three and four, something that we expected with this new package and with this hot racetrack. We've seen cars, for the most part, down on the bottom, entering turn number three, and then drift up the speedway, and those cars looking to make a pass on competitors in front of them, able to use that second and third line. We have often seen three-wide racing. In fact, seeing a little bit of it right now with some lead lap cars, putting some of those slower cars a lap down. But right now, the field's strung out. All of those lines being used as some of the drivers using them to their advantage, and some of the drivers in those lanes because their car is simply not handling where they need it to be.
There's a heck of a knot of traffic making the way down the backstretch right now. Martin Truex Jr. just passed Todd Gilliland for the number five spot, but you got the lap car of Josh Berry there, the lap car of Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney. They're all in the mix right now, Jeff, as they make their way around the racetrack.
Well, I want to remind everybody something that you just said. The lap car of Kyle Busch. Yes, indeed. Kyle is back one lap down, running in position number 26. Not what we expected from a driver that has 16 total wins between the Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Cup Series. It has not been a Kyle Busch type afternoon here today at Phoenix.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We had you covered even before the green flag went in the air. Kim and Steve talking to Christopher Bell. We knew that car was going to be good. We talked about the fact it has been climbing the leaderboard. It's up to third. It's the fastest car on the racetrack right now. He is trailing Tyler Reddick and Denny Hamlin at the moment. But we have 150 laps remaining. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Running inside the top 10 for a long time, Todd Gilliland, and he just made a stop a moment ago in front of Kim Kuhn.
Yeah, routine service looked pretty good from the angle I was at. They took four fresh Goodyear tires, air pressure adjustment. He was a little free in and free out. Sunoco fuel, but Todd Gilliland, 87 laps led so far this season for Todd.
Yeah, fantastic start to the year, leading a lot of laps, but not getting the finishes that he and that team feel like they're capable of getting. So right now, he's falling a lap down. He'll cycle back around somewhere in the neighborhood of 27th right now. But who knows how this will play out as we're in our longest green flag stretch of the entire race, up to 99 laps.
Take a look at the leaderboard, Alex. Corey LaJoy, the last car on the lead lap. Next in line, Joey Logano. We talked about him, you know, earlier saying, all right, he's down, but he's not out. We always see Joey just quietly rally back. Dan Hubbard, we'll follow him for a lap here. But for so right now, he is just a non-factor, Dan, as he heads your way.
Has not been a factor all afternoon, and now he is under serious attack from the leader, Tyler Reddick. Reddick will have to get around LaJoy first, but LaJoy and Logano are both tight together. Tyler Reddick right behind them.
Here they come up the back straightaway. Ryan Preece just in front of Joey Logano, trying to stay on the lead lap as Reddick goes to the inside of LaJoy.
Try to put him a lap down, but behind them, the battle for second is flaring up. Christopher Bell has caught Denny Hamlin, as Todd Gordon predicted, and he's now on his bumper.
This has been a long project for Christopher Bell, but he has finally caught his teammate Denny Hamlin for that second spot. They go through turns one and two. Hamlin down low, and it is Bell up high.
Bell goes much wider to the exit of the corner and up the back straightaway. That allows him to close now to within one car length of Denny Hamlin in a race for that second spot.
Working lap 168, two big stories unfolding. One, Joey Logano trying to stay in the lead lap and following Christopher Bell's charge to the front.
Without question, Joey Logano has gone to the whip. He knows the leader is coming, and he's a lot more aggressive through turns one and two. Reddick has cleared Corey LaJoy. The leader is off of turn two.
There's the battle for second, side by side for a moment off of the corner. Denny Hamlin hangs on to it, but Bell had a look to the inside and does again in three.
Side by side with the lap car of Corey LaJoy, five car lengths in front of them. Off turn number four, Christopher Bell tries to clear Hamlin, but Hamlin will not give up the fight.
It looked like Bell had the job done off of turn four, nothing doing. Hamlin fights back hard on the outside, loses a little bit of ground, and now Christopher Bell clears Denny Hamlin up the back straightaway.
And a battle for that second spot. Hamlin trying to do the crossover move up the back straightaway. Now Hamlin looks to the inside of Bell. Bell slides up the racetrack. Here's Denny back to the bottom.
It took him 170 laps to come from his starting position up to second. He's trying to close the deal now as he heads to one.
And he has yet to do it. He beats Denny Hamlin into the corner, but he's on that outside line. Let's see if Hamlin can dig hard on that bottom groove. They are side by side almost for the second spot.
Bell hangs on to it for now over Hamlin in front of them. Joey Logano trying to stay on the lead lap as Reddick has reeled him in to within a car length and a half.
He has, as Reddick is up the racetrack in turn four. Then you've got the lap car of Corey LaJoy. If there's a caution, LaJoy would be the one to get the free pass. And then another hard charging Christopher Bell.
It was two car lengths between Logano and the leader, Tyler Reddick. Now it's down to half a car length. Tyler Reddick goes way up high through turns one and two, trying to put Joey Logano a lap down.
He'll stay on the lead lap for now, talking about Logano, but he'll slide up the racetrack in three. Reddick peeks to the inside, looking to put that car off the lead lap.
Yeah, Joey's just got no fight when it comes to Tyler Reddick, and I know this will not surprise you at all, Alex, but the Xfinity fastest lap of the race has been turned by Tyler Reddick. He did a lap at 129.329 miles an hour. Xfinity keeps NASCAR fans in the zone with ultra-low lag and connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR from the best seat in the house with Xfinity because you only live once. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Here is that battle for Joey Logano to stay on the lead lap, but he's got the race leader, Tyler Reddick, breathing down his back bumper.
And nose to tail upon the entry of the corner. Reddick has not gotten around Logano. That's allowed Christopher Bell to really close up the gap. Christopher Bell may take the lead away from Reddick as they approach turn three.
What was five or six car lengths just a lap ago, down to about three now between Reddick and Bell, battling for the lead just behind Joey Logano.
It has been a day of Toyota domination. One Toyota after another has led here today at Phoenix. Reddick's got it. Bell wants it.
Reddick is trying to maintain the lead. If he can only get around Logano, that would help a lot. He goes way high. Bell goes to the bottom of the racetrack. Bell almost has the lead. Reddick on the outside takes it back.
Strong using that outside momentum as Tyler Reddick maintains the race lead on Christopher Bell. And now at the same time, Joey Logano looking to put a little padding between himself and the race leaders to stay on the lead lap.
Yeah, he said, boys, you go ahead and fight for the race lead. That's enabling Logano to get away by a couple of car lengths. And he's got the other car of Dillon between them.
Two cars in front of our leader, Tyler Reddick. So he puts all four tires inside the yellow line of the apron, trying to do anything he can to stay in front of Christopher Bell.
Here comes Reddick now. A good look to the inside of Joey Logano to put him one lap down. And Christopher Bell will use that inside lane as well. Reddick gets away at the front.
Right now, Tyler Reddick has got about a three-car length advantage over Christopher Bell, but he's also got Joey Logano separating the two.
The final, Reddick gets around Logano. As you said, Jeff, Logano is between the top two. Now he'll go high. Christopher Bell will stay low. He's got a clean shot at Reddick as they exit off turn two.
Bell had a look to the inside of Logano, could not make the pass. That allows Tyler Reddick to break away even further at the point, although still relatively tight of about two car lengths.
Off turn four, eight laps to go in stage number two for the battle for the race lead. It's Reddick with it, and now Christopher Bell tries to get by Joey Logano.
Well, I'll tell you what, Logano is putting on a fight. He really wants to get that lap back. I don't think he's going to get it. He works the outside of turn two. Again, Christopher Bell dealing with Joey Logano side by side.
And as they race hard for that spot on the racetrack, it's allowed the race leader, Tyler Reddick, to pull away by about two and a half car lengths.
Well, Joey Logano fighting as hard as he can. There are only seven laps in the stage. We'll see the caution flag fly when that happens. If Joey can maintain that spot, Kyle Ricky, Joey would get the free pass, but there are other drivers trying to stand a lead lap in front of the leader, Tyler Reddick.
Including Ryan Preece, who's just a couple of car lengths in front of Tyler Reddick, making about four or five to Reddick in front of or behind Preece, and then another three back to second place running Christopher Bell.
Ryan Preece trying to stay on the tail end. He doesn't want to use the benefit of the free pass. Here come the leaders. Back to Dan Hubbard.
All right, top two coming in turn one. The gap is about three car lengths between Tyler Reddick and Christopher Bell. Now Reddick will do everything he possibly can to dirty the air in front of Christopher Bell. They lead turn two, one and two.
Bell has a little bit of higher line to the exit of that second corner, builds the speed up the back straightaway, and closes right in on race leader Tyler Reddick by the time they get to three.
With five laps remaining in the stage, again, valuable stage points on the line, top two, nose to tail.
Again, in front of the top two is Ryan Preece. He's trying to stay on the lead lap. He goes to the apron trying to do so. Bell dive bombs to the bottom of turns one and two. Can he clear Reddick? He does. He has the lead momentarily.
There's Reddick with the crossover move up the back straightaway off of turn two. Now we'll look back to the inside of Bell, who will throw the block and maintain the lead for now.
As they come up off turn number four, four laps to go in the stage. Ryan Preece right in front of the battle for the race lead, trying to stay on the lead lap.
A bold move by Christopher Bell to the apron of turns one and two, got him the lead. Now can he keep it? This time he works the middle group. Now he's trying to dirty up the air for Tyler Reddick.
Christopher Bell will maintain the top spot, this time up the back stretch, about two car lengths, and in the same time, trying to put a lap on that Ryan Preece car.
Three to go in the stage. It's Bell, Reddick, Hamlin, Byron, Truex. That is your top five. Christopher Bell leading the field back to one.
He would dearly love to get around Ryan Preece and put Preece between himself and Tyler Reddick. Preece, of course, as you might expect, he's putting up a fight, and he's still on on the right elbow of Christopher Bell.
Priest not letting him get away, but in fact will fall off the lead lap as they race up the back straightaway. Christopher Bell able to make that pass. Then it's Priest and then Tyler Reddick.
Off turn number four, two laps to go in this stage. For the moment, Joey Logano is going to be pinned one lap down. Priest is the beneficiary of the free pass should they stay this way.
This is exactly what Christopher Bell wanted. One lap machine between himself and Reddick. And he's starting to stretch the lead out a little bit. Put the gap at about 4.5 car lengths.
Michael McDowell, the next car to go a lap down. The next car in front of race leader Christopher Bell. But about 5 or 6 car lengths between those two. No real challenge right now at the front.
One to go in the stage. And Christopher Bell looking to pick up his first stage win of 2024. He's got a comfortable advantage at the moment.
And Tyler Reddick in second spot made a stab at Ryan Preece through the dogleg. Preece said nothing doing. And now Bell just pulls away. Now it's up to 10 car lengths for Christopher Bell.
Bell all by himself right now, up the back straightaway. No pressure from behind. Leads into turn number 3.
Here he comes. Heavy traffic right in front of him, but he will not mess with that. He'll roll out of the throttle, see the green and white checkered flag, and Christopher Bell will win stage number 2 of the Shriners Children's 500. Top 10 will get points. Christopher Bell wins the stage. Tyler Reddick will be second, and Denny Hamlin will come across the line third. William Byron will be fourth. Finishing the stage in position number 5 will be Martin Truex Jr. Ryan Blaney will get credited with the 6th place finish of the stage. Chase Elliott 7th, Noah Gregson 8th, Brad Keselowski 9th, and Chris Buescher 10th.
That is the top 10 presented by Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in Victory Lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball playoff.
At Shriners Children's, care is central to everything we do. And for more than 100 years, we've watched in awe as our commitment to transformative patient outcomes continues to bring positive change to kids everywhere. From orthopedic conditions to burns, craniofacial conditions to spinal cord injuries and more. We're proud to deliver the most amazing care anywhere, regardless of insurance or a family's ability to pay. To learn more, visit ShrinersChildrens.org today.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires to Noah Racing Field. The face off from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes off.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
Christopher Bell with the Stage 2 win. Pit stops will be coming up shortly. Right now we're working under the caution flag. Lap 187, 125 remain. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Phoenix Raceway. Blue sky, sunshine, 80 degrees, sold out house here. Seeing a very interesting, very competitive race. Here's why. When you take a look at the lap leaders now, you've got Tyler Reddick, who has led 55. Denny Hamlin has led 55. Ty Gibbs has led 57. And there's this kid by the name of Christopher Bell that's led only 8. But I have a feeling that number is going to grow.
Yeah, I think so. He's got the car to do it as he ran down the top drivers and passed them. And it now is going to be step by step. The next step is don't speed on pit road. The next step after that, have a clean pit stop and maintain your track position. You got to put entire race together every single week, but especially here at Phoenix Raceway where we know track position is so key.
And if you break it down and simplify it and say, let's break this race down into thirds, Ty Gibbs led the first third. Denny Hamlin led the second third. Tyler Reddick led the last third. And now we're going to see whether or not Christopher Bell can actually close it out. Don't know. Long way to go. 123 laps remain. Pit road is open. It's Bell, Reddick, Hamlin, Byron, and Truex. That's your top five. The rest of the top ten before they hit pit road, Blaney, Elliott, Noah Gregson, Brad Keselowski and his teammate Chris Buescher, both RFK Ford Mustangs, running in the top 10. Pit road is open. Kim Kuhn, here they come.
And Christopher Bell fired up just a little bit tight, but then he said very good on the long run. He did pick up a little bit of a brake shake. Crew chief Adam Stevens said he will make no changes this time. Leave it how it is. Ford fresh tires, Sunoco fuel. Alex Bowman also in. Chris Buescher, Ryan Blaney finishing up service. They're on the left side. Ryan said absolutely no front turn. Do anything. An equally frustrated MTJ, his rear needs more help. Steve Post.
It's been a quiet, good run for Brad Keselowski. Said right now he needs the car to turn a little bit better in the center. They're going to make a minor adjustment, send him on his way. It was four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel for Tyler Reddick. Here is William Byron on pit road. He is in the second pit box, but that first pit box is going to do it again for Denny Hamlin. Hamlin wins the race off from pit road. Tyler Reddick goes out second. William Byron goes out third. Chase Elliott goes out in the fourth spot. So again, this very first pit stop for pit box for Denny Hamlin wins the battle off from pit road. The difference between Christopher Bell and Denny Hamlin and both Tyler Reddick is Christopher's able to ride a loose car up off from the corners better than both Denny and Tyler Reddick. They're kind of scratching their heads wondering how Christopher's doing that down here. I think they've got good race cars, both Tyler Reddick and Denny Hamlin, but, man, just not quite as good as a Toyota teammate, Christopher Bell. Those pit stops, lap 190, the end of stage number two.
And those pit stops are brought to you by eBay Motors. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors. eBayMotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Bundling and saving with Geico is an easy choice, so you're free to ponder life's big questions, like, what's the best animal in the world if not humans? I'd strongly consider ducks to be somewhere up there on the list. Think about it. Ducks can swim, ducks can fly, and ducks can walk on land. They have access to all terrains. They are the ultimate animal. And they wiggle their butts when they walk, which is funny. Yeah, ducks are awesome. End of story. Bundling and saving with Geico. It's an easy choice.
We are under the green flag.
Listen up, NASCAR fans. Now's the time to turn your love of racing into big-time prizes. Because NASCAR Fantasy Live is your fast lane to bragging rights.
Furious racing here.
Pick five drivers each week of the season. Then complete additional challenges to stack points. All for your shot at the grand prize.
So let's get this party started.
For official rules and to learn more, visit NASCAR.com/fantasy and sign up today.
From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Duran. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Back at Phoenix Raceway, as we get the one-to-go signal this time by, they'll choose which lane to restart in. Denny Hamlin, the race leader. We heard Steve Post call the pit stop race, and that first pit box again pays dividends. It is, by average, on the NASCAR Cup Series, the best pit box in all of NASCAR Cup Series racing, with an average finish coming out of pit box one here at Phoenix of 5.9. As a matter of fact, three of the last seven race winners here at Phoenix have come from pit box number one, and they finished in the top seven in the last 17 consecutive races.
Won a championship or two out of pit box number one, haven't they, over the last few years, Alex? Getting ready for a Geico restart presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all of your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
Handful of drivers took the wave around, did not pit. One of those was Todd Gilliland. An interesting strategy call. Once we get going here in Green Flag Racing, our own Todd Gordon, crew chief up here, he'll explain why that may very well be an outstanding call as they make their way to the Geico restart zone.
Josevar and Stenhouse, the other two that took the wave around. Green Flag coming out, lap 194. On the inside, Denny Hamlin. Outside, Tyler Reddick. And on the move, William Byron.
Denny Hamlin with a clear lead into turn one. It is William Byron and Tyler Reddick. They are side by side for that second spot. Right behind them is Ryan Blaney. They're all in hot pursuit of Denny Hamlin.
And Ryan Blaney has his hands full with Chase Elliott, who gets another good run in that outside lane. Three wide behind them, including former race leader Christopher Bell, between Martin Truex Jr. and Brad Keselowski.
Keselowski muscles his way downstairs. A little bully ball coming out of Brad Keselowski there. Now he'll dive to the bottom and put the block on Ross Chastain.
Chastain has to back out of the throttle just a little bit, so advantage Brad Keselowski. Meanwhile, closer to the front. Side by side for fourth. Ryan Blaney in a hard charge and Chase Elliott.
Blaney hangs on to that spot for now. Chase Elliott to his outside. They go side by side up the back straightaway.
Double down the back straightaway. One car spinning. It is Kyle Busch. And a bad day has just got worse for Kyle Busch. He slides off of turn two. Didn't look like he made contact with anything, but he comes to a rest right in the middle of the backstretch.
Caution flag number five, and it comes out on lap 196. Dan was exactly right. A bad weekend has just gotten worse. Man, they will probably be happy to load that car onto the transporter and head out of here. It has been miserable for Kyle Busch. Let's talk a little bit about Todd Gilliland and the strategy that played out. You mentioned it, Todd. You nailed it.
Yeah, this is one of those things. They went long in stage two, put themselves, they only had 20-some laps. There were three or four cars here. I don't have all of them, but that all took the wave around here. When you're a lap down and you're buried deep in the one lap down cars, your opportunity to get a lap back is not going to be the lucky dog. It's going to be taking a little risk. Ryan Burgundy made a call here, kept him out. He got back, took the wave around, got back in lead lap. Now they'll come to pit road. They'll be lead lap with stickers versus guys having a couple lap scuffs. A good strategy call by Ryan Burgundy.
Carson Hocevar, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. were the other two, along with Todd Gilliland, to take that wave around and got the caution flag that they were hoping to get.
Yeah, and it's going to pay off that big time. By the way, it was an accordion effect situation off turn number two. It appeared as though Zane Smith got into the back of Kyle Busch, but everybody was checking up as they made their way off turn number two. It did spin Kyle. It did put us under the caution, and at least Denny Hamlin as your race leader.
I'm what you might call very good at hide and seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
One driver's misfortune can be an other team's celebration. And when we say that, we're talking about Stenhouse and Gilliland and Josevar that stayed out, took the wave around, they hoped for, and got the caution flag. But it comes at the expense of Kyle Busch getting turned off of turn number 2, and that put us under the caution flag. Pit road is open. We can see the green light from here. It's an interesting pit road. You enter it off of turn number 2. And right now, all of the front-running cars are bypassing it. Now we're seeing some cars come to pit road. It would appear as though Daniel Suarez, Kyle Larson is coming onto pit road, along with Ryan Preece. Here comes, as expected, Josevar, Stenhouse, and Todd Gilliland, Kim, in, and this is what they needed.
That's right, a fortunate yellow for Todd Gilliland in this playbook. They're going to take a chassis adjustment. The crew already to the left side, 4 fresh Goodyear tires on that Ford Sunoco fuel. A little bit of a hole there, Steve Post.
We've got Kyle Larson in, going to be 4 tires, Sunoco Racing fuel. They've just fought the handle on this race car all day long. At one point, it looked pretty good. They were going forward, but then they kind of stalled out. Left Daniel further in, 1 or 2 pit boxes behind him. There's Daniel Suarez headed back out on the speedway. So we'll see if they can make some more adjustments and make Kyle Larson's car a little bit better here with this lap 199 pit stop.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, Postman. Next lap, 200 down, 112 remain. It's Denny Hamlin that will take the field back to the green flag here shortly from Phoenix Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We've got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup trucks. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Listen for local news 4 times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
.200 down. Welcome back to Phoenix. Again, a big salute to the crowd here at Phoenix, selling this place out. We'll be here in November, and at that point, when we're all said and done, Alex Hayden, we will know who the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series champion will be.
Doesn't seem like all that far away. Then you start thinking about it, and boy, that is a long way away come November. So if you haven't already, go ahead and make your plans. Join us here at Phoenix Raceway for Championship Weekend. It is always an outstanding event. Get your tickets quickly because it does sell out in a hurry.
Yeah. How special is this place to you, Todd, over the years?
Yeah, it's been a cool place to come to. You know, you get, it's just a different environment, a cool little racetrack, and one that you want to win at. It's a struggle because of the two ends being disconnected. Interesting to see. This is going to be one to watch here. We're going to go green with 110 laps left. I felt like teetering on 100 was a fuel window. Be interesting to see how this all plays out.
Just got the one to go signal, Steve Post. Kyle Larson was on pit road.
Yeah, Kyle Larson, we talked earlier about a problem on the left rear. This time it was a problem on the right rear. He gassed it up and went for that short run and just did not feel 100% right. So they decided to bring him down and make sure that they put on 4 tires, make sure that everything was properly affixed to that race car. So little woes here with some rear tires for Kyle Larson on these pit stops.
He is going to restart back in 18th. Front row looks like this. Denny Hamlin and Tyler Reddick. Row 2 is William Byron and Ryan Blaney. Pennsylvania is up there as we get ready to go back into the green flag, lap 202.
Here they come into the Geico restart zone, and the green goes back in the air. Denny Hamlin will try to get away from Tyler Reddick. Can't quite accomplish that feat as Reddick rallies back.
This time, Reddick was up to snuff. He got to the outside of Denny Hamlin, and they'll come into turns one and two side by side. As a matter of fact, Reddick will clear Hamlin, so Reddick will lead the field off turn two.
Pull away by two car lengths from Denny Hamlin. They are two and three wide deeper in the field. Martin Truex Jr. trying to take the fourth spot away from William Byron. That battle just behind Ryan Blaney.
Boy, further back, Christopher Bell just jammed it to the inside of Chase Elliott. That shoved Ross Chastain and up and into the fence.
Brad Keselowski is now making it three wide with that battle with Chase Elliott and Christopher Bell. They stay three wide through turns one and two, and up ahead is William Byron, Martin Truex Jr., and Noah Gregson.
There comes Ryan Blaney challenging for the second spot. Had a good look to the inside of Denny Hamlin, who maintains that position for now over Blaney, Byron, and Truex.
We'll keep our eye on Ross Chastain, who bounced off the safer barrier. He's going to try to continue on. He does have some scrapes down the side of that orange and black Kubota Chevrolet as we pick up the field.
The scramble for seventh is a great one. It is Brad Keselowski low, Chase Elliott high, and right in the middle is Christopher Bell. We have trouble. One car spins. Connects another machine. It is the car of Joey Logano. He just lost it on that lower line. Don't know if he had help. Slammed the wall and collected Josh Berry, Corey LaJoy, and it looks like Derek Krause also caught a piece of this action.
I believe Zane Smith involved also, but you're right, Derek Krause, Joey Logano, LaJoy, caution flag out. Well, that was big. It's been a long day for Joey Logano as well, Dan Hubbard. A moment ago, it was Kyle Busch, who's had a long day, and now it's Joey Logano.
I got to believe that Joey had some help on that particular one. I did not see the contact, but he went so fast up the banking backwards. That just doesn't happen if you just lost it. He could have applied some kind of brake. So I think he was at full speed. The car got twisted, hit the wall with the rear end, collected another machine, and Joey is okay. They're already hooking up a tow truck for the Joey Logano car.
Yeah, tough break as we get an opportunity via NASCAR TV to see exactly what happened. And I'm not totally convinced that he did not get a little help, perhaps from John Hunter Nemechek. That was right on the back bumper as they all rolled out of the throttle going into turn number one.
Unless it was an apron transition there, but you're right. John Hunter was very close. That one is, that's hard to tell from the angle that we just witnessed, but we know that Joey took the helmet off. He's done. Kim Kuhn, I want to go back to you because you interviewed Joey Logano in our NASCAR Live pre-race show, and you asked him, how do you dig out of a hole? And he said, you know what? Keep your head down. You got a fast race car. You just keep digging. But that hole just got a whole lot bigger.
Absolutely. And for Joey Logano, it's been an uphill battle all day. That car has not been to his liking. Paul Wolf and the crew had tried to make adjustments all day long, but could not get the balance to where he wanted. The pace kind of seemed a little off, too. So they're going to go back to the shop, this Team Penske 22 team, and kind of think about what they need to do when they come back to Phoenix next time around.
Yeah, did not have the kind of weekend that they were hoping for as we work caution flag number five of the afternoon.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane.
Oh, it's you! Stephanie! Woo!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Welcome to Martinsville.
Martinsville isn't your average everyday racetrack. It's truly one of a kind. The speed, the shape, the history, the hospitality, and heck, even the hot dogs. A one-of-a-kind weekend at the short track of NASCAR with trucks on Friday, Xfinity on Saturday, and Cup Series on Sunday. It's one event too amazing to miss. NASCAR Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, April 5th through the 7th. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com.
With 104 laps to go in today's race, Tyler Reddick is being scored the race leader. Denny Hamlin is second. Ryan Blaney third. William Byron fourth. And Martin Truex Jr. is in the number five spot. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Back at Phoenix Raceway, pit lane is open. The first car to come to pit road was back in 13th, and that was Ross Chastain, and that's certainly understandable after he got squeezed into the safer barrier a few laps ago before the caution flag came out. So they're certainly going to take an opportunity here, Steve Post. Take a good look at that race car along with Chase Briscoe makes his way down to pit lane in front of you.
Yes, indeed. A couple of the cars. The alternative idea here is, and we might be seen that with Harrison Burton, is just going to try to run 104 laps or 103 laps on fuel. But to Ross Chastain, back to what you threw down here on, Ross got it into the fence here off from turn four. I looked up and that car was 45 degrees sideways right in the middle of the pack, and he was able to wrestle the car back under control. He gets some pit service here. Chris Buescher is in. You mentioned Chase Briscoe, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Carson Hocevar. Bunch of drivers coming in. Michael McDowell coming in as well. Interesting call there. We might keep an eye on Michael McDowell and see if they don't try to stretch it to the end here with 103 laps left.
Well, can they do that, Todd Gordon? Is that enough fuel in the tank to take them all the way to the end? I guess you got to try it.
I don't know what the numbers are anymore, but the little bit I heard was tickling on 100 on a fuel window, so you got to take the opportunity. I think when you got an opportunity like this, you don't know every time you anticipate that. The longer you go in the fuel run, the less fuel you use because you got more time off throttle. So the anticipation of making whatever the mileage it is to make it out to 98, 99, 100 laps, well, maybe you actually can make 102 or 103. And these caution laps here don't count against you like they do on a green flag lap. So might be able to make it.
But we'll find out if there's going to be more caution flags. That's the thing that nobody knows right now. So do you stay out there? Does this go green to the checkered flag and the advertised distance and force us green flag pit stops? A lot of questions to be answered.
Well, and I think the other thing you've got to look at is the fact that you've got to determine whether you have a car that can get up there and run with Tyler Reddick, Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney. The cars that we just saw pitted, you know, based on what we've seen, do not. So you might as well roll the dice and gamble. Certainly one of the cars capable of going to victory lane. He's led a lot here today. Denny Hamlin, let's get an update on Denny with Steve Post.
Yeah, and Denny Hamlin over the course of this weekend has talked about how bad they've been here at Phoenix and had an opportunity this morning to spend some really good time with Chris Gabehart, his crew chief. And Chris is one of those guys that just really breaks things down in a manner that an average person like I can understand. And Chris said, we were so bad here at Phoenix over the course of the last couple of years with this car. If we run top 7 or 8 and finish top 5 today, I will leave here happy and excited about coming back here and hopefully running for a championship. Well, they have exceeded that. They've been top 3 all day and are racing for the win. So I have got to figure that Chris Gabehart is probably going to do, if this continues on to the end, whether they get the win or they stay up here in the top 3 or even top 5, probably going to be doing backflips down pit road with how happy they've been with Denny Hamlin in this car and the progress they've made on the overall setup here at this racetrack, Phoenix, that they've considered their worst racetrack on the tour.
As the second place driver, Denny Hamlin will choose the inside lane to restart in, as the race leader, Tyler Reddick, opted topside. So Hamlin will be to the inside of Tyler Reddick for the restart.
Before we go into the green flag, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network. Welcome back to Phoenix Raceway. We are running, and we have 100 laps remaining in the Shriners Children's 500 at Phoenix Raceway. Jeff Striegel, Alex Hayden, Todd Gordon topside, Kyle Rickey, Dan Hubbard in the turns. Steve Post and Kim Kuhn are on pit road. Tyler Reddick, Denny Hamlin, they are up front as we get ready to go back under the green. And when we do, we will have completed 212 laps with 100 laps remaining.
As they come up off of turn number four, green flag goes in the air, and here we go again. Fanning out two, three, and why not four wide?
It's your leader stay two wide. That's Tyler Reddick and Denny Hamlin. They are absolutely wheel-to-wheel for that top spot. Three wide behind them. Martin Truex Jr. with a great run around the outside.
With Ryan Blaney and William Byron to his inside, it'll be Truex taking that third spot away as the race leaders are side by side. Here's Reddick to the outside of Denny Hamlin.
Side by side, they come racing off of turn number three. Truex is going to get squeezed. We'll pick this battle up in a moment. Let's hear first from Joey Logano.
Yeah, challenging day for Joey Logano that ends at the care center. What happened?
Guy ran in from behind. We were running horrible anyways, but just went into one, and I don't know who it was. I think it was John Hunter behind me, and just ran straight in the back of me and sent me spinning. So
it is what it is.
That's a very frustrated Joey Logano. Not much else to say about that incident.
No, he did indeed get contact from behind. It was John Hunter Nemechek. We got a great battle for the race lead in turn one.
Fast and furious up to the front. Denny Hamlin gets loose. He makes contact with Tyler Reddick. He's trying to counter steer, can't do it. And he slides in front of a hard charging field. Somehow, some way, every